The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and as we do each week, we check in at HouseLogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabati is with us. HouseLogic.com, by the way, brought to you by the NAR, and it features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. How are you, Pamela?
I'm just great today, Gil. I hope you are, too.
I am, but the day is young. What have you got for us today?
Well, I know you're talking about getting your hands dirty outside this week, so I'm excited to share with you and your listeners 10 great landscaping tips I dug up at HouseLogic.com to help keep the green in your garden and to keep some green in your wallet, too.
Yeah, because you can spend a lot on landscaping, and if you keel over, that can be a lot of money wasted.
That's right. So at HouseLogic, we want to help you make smart choices for how you invest in your landscape.
All right, let's get into your top 10 list here. I bet I know one thing that's on it, which is know your land.
You are right again. That is number one on the list. In fact, you want to look really carefully at what's thrived and, sadly, what's died in your garden over time. If you're new to an area, you can ask neighbors what's worked for them and what hasn't. And, of course, a local garden shop can also give you advice on what grows well in your area. If you search by saving money in the garden, the whole phrase, saving money in the garden at houselogic.com, you'll find a link to a growing zone chart for your area, and that'll help you plan as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty useful. What else?
Well, number two, you want to avoid invasives. It sounds like something you want to avoid, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like in-laws.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these are kind of like in-law plants. Plants that are billed as fast growers may, in fact, be non-native plants that are going to crowd out your local plants. They're going to steal their nutrients, their light, their water. That's not a good thing. You don't want to kill off the other plants you've invested time and money in. So you need to be real careful about not planting invasives in your garden. Okay, number three, if you get free cuttings from your neighbor, which can be a really good thing, right, save you some money, that's okay, but know what you're getting. This is similar advice to the previous tip about invasives. You really need to know what you're planting in your garden because some self-seeding plants can turn invasive, and you don't want to spend your summer pulling out plants because they're hijacking your other parts of your landscape.
Okay, let's talk about that issue of sun versus shade.
Yes, that's number four. Number four in saving money in the garden is understanding your sun patterns. If you plant shade-loving plants in full sun and vice versa, well, then you've wasted your money. So before you plan out your beds and your tree locations, you really want to study the movement of the sun throughout the year in your yard so you see how it changes during the seasons. You also have to consider that as plants and trees mature, they can cast shadows that can really affect other plants.
All right, number five.
Number five, stick to a simple color scheme for flowers and blooming shrubs. That can save you money.
How can that save you money?
Well, you're going to make fewer impulse buys. You're not going to get a hodgepodge effect that you have to go back and fix later. And a coordinated color scheme can really increase your curb appeal by making your house look more pulled together. Now, I don't mean it has to be monochromatic. It doesn't have to be the same color.
Yeah.
But you want to have a coordinated scheme, like purple and yellow look really nice together. Red and white tend to look really nice together.
All right. That's good. Number six?
Number six, plant shade trees in strategic places on the south and west sides of your home. We talked a little bit about trees last week. If you search our site by plant trees, you'll find an article that includes a link to a calculator that estimates what various types of trees in your region of the country can save you annually in energy bills. And by the way, shading an air conditioner unit can increase its efficiency by as much as 10%, according to the U.S. Department of Energy.
That's pretty cool. Well, literally, that's
pretty cool. Literally pretty
okay.
cool.
Yeah, that was pretty lame, too. So let's just move on to number seven.
Okay, here comes a radical one. There's a radical one for number seven. Chuck your gas-powered lawnmower. I hear men moaning all over the country. Chuck that gas-powered lawnmower.
Now, hold on.
See, you're
Why?
One of them, right? This was my husband's reaction. So it takes a gallon of gas to mow 3/4 of an acre. So conservatively, at $2 a gallon, you're going to save more than $100 a year by getting rid of that gas-powered lawnmower. Plus, you're going to be kinder to your lawn, you're going to reduce air pollution, and you're going to get more exercise.
All right. Anything for folks with sprinkler systems?
Number eight is great for folks with sprinkler systems. If you already have an in-ground sprinkler system, consider installing an ET controller. And ET stands for evapotranspiration. And what does that mean? Well, that means that you're going to allow your sprinkler system to really read the level of moisture that's around the system. And it can also track real-time weather data that's sent to it by satellite So it helps the sprinklers know when they ought to go on and go off. If the ground is wet or if it's going to rain, they'll stay off. If it's been dry, they'll go on. That can help cut your water usage by as much as 30%.
Evapotranspiration. All right, number nine.
Evapotranspiration. Number nine, do an annual review to see if plants are behaving the way you want them to. For instance, you want to make sure to keep foundation plants at least 1 foot from the house. Because you don't want moisture getting in and other bad things that will happen if they're right up
right.
against the house. For maximum safety, you want to keep your trees the same distance from the house as the width of their mature canopy. And that's so that the branches aren't overhanging the house. That can be dangerous. That can cause moisture to get trapped. And you also don't want the roots to grow out and infiltrate your foundation. And roots tend to spread about the distance of the canopy of the tree.
Number 10.
Number 10, it is tempting. Number 10 is about temptation. Tempting to want to buy mature plants for that instant gratification, right? Your landscape looks fabulous right away. But starting small with saplings, young shrubs, seeds, and bulbs really can save you a lot of money. And most shrubs and perennials fill out or spread the way they're supposed to in just a couple of years. And in the meantime, you can fill in gaps with annuals for seasonal color.
All right. I mean, sometimes you want to do a mature plant if you're selling a house and you're sort of doing staging landscaping. But otherwise, yeah, you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. That would be the exception.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, I imagine I can find out more stuff about this at houselogic.com.
Tons of stuff on gardening, landscaping, water-saving techniques, all at houselogic.com.
All right. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com. Thank you so much, as always, for being with us in Real Estate Today.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.